Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
This is John Siegley with Don Callahan from Inside Carolina for your UNC football recruiting update. Don, for this one, I want to ask you about Carolina's recent commit. His name is Lance Terray. He's from New Jersey. So go ahead and give us an introduction to Lance here.
Well, as you said, you know, he's a defensive end from New Jersey. He's a kid who first visited North Carolina in April. He didn't come away with an offer. Then I think it was early in this season, UNC offered him. He returned for the UNC Duke game, just completely fell in love with North Carolina. But he kind of was hesitant to actually pull the trigger. And then during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, he actually called the coaches and announced the commitment. He's a guy that North Carolina is really high on because of he's at a position of need with a lot of great tools.
And I know that he's a three-star guy, but Inside Carolina was able to speak with his coach, and his coach in New Jersey spoke about how Lance has a lot of athletic potential and could even possibly put on enough weight to move inside. Is that something that you've also seen from his film?
I think he has the potential to move inside, but I think that he'll ultimately stay outside just because he's a good-looking kid, a legit 6'5", 240 pounds. You can see that he's athletic, has some good natural flexibility, but he's not completely used to his body. You know, he's a little bit awkward there, and he also really kind of lacks in the technique department. And I think that once he learns a couple of pass rush moves, learns how to take advantage of his length because he has a really long wingspan, I think he'll be a really good defensive end for North Carolina.
Thanks for the information. As always, Don, to get the full scoop on Lance Terray, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.